in the spiritual community. David Cooper is the spiritual leader of the Cahilo community, which is a synagogue in Berkeley. Let's welcome David.
Thank you. Good morning and good Shabbat. I'm David Cooper and I serve as rabbi for Cahilo Community Synagogue. I was inspired to speak today by Virginia Representative James P. Moran, who says that Bush's war effort is the fault of the Jews. That makes about as much sense as saying it's the fault of the Americans. While I and millions of Jews are against this war, and to paraphrase Sojourner Truth, and AI is Jew. And today, millions of Americans are against this war. And ain't we Americans? Well, this is Saturday morning, and I would normally be in synagogue reading Torah at this time. This morning, rather than reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, I'm here to perform them. It says in the Book of Psalms, "Seek peace and pursue it, bakesh shalom v'rodfehu." And that is what we're here to do today. In the Midrash, the commentary on the Hebrew Bible, the rabbis are very clear that most of the things that we are commanded to do, we must do them, but only if the opportunity presents itself. But there is one exception, and that is the pursuit of peace. And that is why it doesn't just say, seek peace, but seek peace and pursue it. We cannot stand idly by and say, what can I do? We have the power to act, and even if we do not stop this senseless war from starting, I pray that we do that. I still believe that we are here to make our organizing capable of stopping this war once it gets started. The movement of peace we are building here is the movement to stop the war and to seek justice. But it is my Sabbath morning, and what I do on Sabbath morning is pray. And this morning I'm praying as a Jew and as a patriotic American for all the young men and women in uniform. I love their patriotism and their love of this country. I admire their willingness to sacrifice themselves for this nation. And I pray for their sake, for our sake, and for the sake of the people of Iraq and of all the Middle East, that these young people never see combat. These are young men and young women, and should they offer themselves in sacrifice, it cannot be for a cause unworthy of their loyalty. This is unworthy of the sacrifice of our soldiers. It's unworthy of the sacrifice of thousands of Iraqi people, both their soldiers and their civilians caught in the crossfire. So today, I pray for George Bush and for Saddam Hussein. I pray they become endowed with the wisdom they have not yet shown. I pray that they come to their senses and seek peace and pursue it. Amen.